With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Firefighters are preparing for a return of dangerous winds that could again stoke those wildfires that have already destroyed thousands of homes and killed at least 24 people in the Los Angeles area. Some 16 people said to be missing. That's a number that officials fear could rise as they get more information from the affected areas. L.A. County Fire Chief Anthony Marone says after having water issues, they do not expect that to happen again.
CAL FIRE, after coordination with L.A. County Fire Department, did request 70 water tenders to come into the area for our multiple fires. They have arrived. We have lots of incident water tenders available to us. All of the reports that I've received is that the LA County water system is ready and it will be prepared to assist us.
The National Weather Service has issued a rare warning of a particularly dangerous situation beginning overnight tonight into tomorrow morning. That is more high winds that could stoke up the flames. Today's scheduled debut launch of Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin rocket has been called off because of a technical glitch.
We are standing down today's launch attempt to troubleshoot a vehicle subsystem issue that will take us beyond our launch window. We are reviewing opportunities for our next launch attempt. So we've scrubbed today's NG-1 mission to give the team more time to work that issue.
That is Blue Origin Vice President Ariana Cornell. The scrub announcement came about 12 minutes before liftoff early this morning at Cape Canaveral. Officials say U.S. and Arab mediators made some progress overnight toward brokering a possible ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, as well as the release of scores of hostages still being held by the terrorist group. This is SRN News. Sweden is closing churches.
It's all about so-called climate change. The Lutheran National Church of Sweden says it will shut down 7 houses of worship on the island of Gotland from October to May in order to eliminate the use of fossil fuels to heat them. Local parishioners who would like to attend services during that time are simply out of luck. Church officials have issued a statement saying, quote, "Knowledge about climate justice should permeate all activities of the Church of Sweden." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Biden administration's Title IX rules expansion designed to promote transgenderism has now been struck down nationwide. A federal judge in Kentucky has found the president overstepped his authority in issuing those rules. In fact, the Biden plan had already been halted in 26 states after a wave of legal challenges. The president was seeking to enshrine transgenderism in the public schools, responding to efforts by several states to bar males from using female restrooms. This is SRN News. Weaker winds and intense firefighting efforts over the weekend boosted containment of fires burning in and around Los Angeles, but the effects of the blazes on the entertainment world continue. Several projects and award shows have been delayed, with Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, announcing on Sunday she would not launch a Netflix Lifestyles program until March, adjusting her schedule around the fires as well. South Korea's spy agency has told lawmakers that 2 North Korean soldiers captured by Ukrainian forces while fighting alongside Russian forces in Russia's Kursk border region have not expressed a desire to seek asylum in South Korea. Ukrainian President Zelensky says he's willing to hand over the soldiers to North Korea if the country's authoritarian leader, Kim Jong-un, arranges for an exchange with Ukrainian prisoners of war in Russia. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.